Well, during the mini budget in October, Finance Minister Tito Mboweni increased the budget deficit forecast to 4.3% from 3.8% for 2018-2019. A Reuters poll, however, suggests that he's likely to appease ratings agencies by trimming that forecast on growth hopes. But with the high risk that Eskom poses to the growth trajectory, along with other domestic issues such as mining production and job cuts that may follow in the sector, just where will that growth actually come from? Azhar Jameen, who's chief economist at Econometrics, joins us in studio now to discuss the conundrum. Thanks so much, Azhar, for joining us this evening. And I want to start off on that data scene, because the latest data to have been released is mining production numbers decreasing by a higher than expected 4.8% year on year. We had economists polled by Trading Economics expecting a contraction of just 0.6%. Are we failing to recognize just how dire a situation we're facing right now? Even President Cyril Ramaphosa this evening saying that Eskom presents somewhat of a damaging reality check.
I think you're absolutely right that the data that we have seen, and you've just mentioned mining, if you go to manufacturing, retail, and the worst of all with this morning was wholesale, they're horrible numbers. December was an absolutely awful month for the economy. And remember that load shedding, you know, it's really just this week that has really intensified. So this was before we had the steep load shedding. And it took place actually at a time when the fuel price fell. Petrol prices came down by 1 rand 84 cents a litre. Mm-hmm. So, you know, why did it weaken to that extent? The only possible mitigating factor that I can think of is maybe the timing of Christmas falling on a Tuesday meant that people took a lot more time off work than would normally have been the case. That's the only mitigating factor, so one would need to wait for a couple of months. But the real fear that I've got is that with this load shedding now, on top of that declining trend that we've mm-hmm. seen, are we heading for a recession in 2019?
So with that fear elevated and that question, a very big question that's on everyone's minds at this stage, to what extent have you started to revise or alter your growth expectations for this year?
I'd like to say that from the beginning, I've been much more pessimistic than the consensus, looking at little more than 1% for mm-hmm. this year. Having said that, I'm beginning to wonder whether
even if that
that is now too positive. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, Public Enterprises Minister Praveen Gordhan saying that government's asked a foreign group now to provide three senior coal power engineers to help Eskom understand the problem behind this. We see various things turning at the moment to try and get the state-owned enterprise on back on an even keel, but even with all of this, it is going to take a while to plug this drain.
Alicia, what one has to recognize is that, yes, load shedding, everyone gets frustrated and it has an immediate short-term impact on economic growth. What's bothering me more than anything is the impact that this is having on the desire of both local and foreign investors to commit to new projects on a sustainable basis, knowing that there is this suspect energy security going forward a long, long way. I think what has really, this latest round of load shedding is particularly damaging, because until now we've been saying, well, it's because we haven't built enough new capacity to cope with the decline in the old power stations. And then suddenly we realize this is because the new capacity that we've been adding has been faulty. Mm-hmm. And it speaks to a lack of competence, a lack of skills within the organization, and poor management and strategy over a long period of time. And now you pull in Enel, and there are those who say there is a conflict of interest because they are hell-bent on looking after renewable energy, and that might be far too expensive compared with our coal-fired energy where we have the main raw material in this country.
So with this putting our economy on the brink of collapse potentially, Azhar, what have you made of the President's Sona debate reply today? Because a very little detail actually being ventured into, and as as far as Eskom's concerned, all that was mentioned that was that a special cabinet committee led by Deputy President David Mabuza will be closely looking at the crisis at Eskom and then provide daily reports on what actions need to be taken to actually secure energy supply at the end of the day.
I think you're absolutely correct that there wasn't too much detail. And I think part of that is, I think the biggest detail was Ramaphosa's admission that this is a very complex issue. And I don't think he himself knows what all the solutions are. And the solutions, even if it is, for example, to bring in more skilled people into Eskom, having lost so many of his skills at the top level in the past few years, it's still going to take a long while to fix the thing up. In the interim, we're getting to a situation now where the government will have no option but to bail, to provide a huge bailout to the organization, and that in turn puts our credit rating in jeopardy, which has all sorts of other negative ramifications. So we're in for a tough couple of years.
And yet, Azar, we've had a Reuters poll predict that the head of Treasury will be shaving a tenth of a percentage point off his previous budget deficit forecast for this year. What have you made of that that's come through?
Aha. He may well do that, but it's for reasons that people haven't really fully recognized yet. And that's the one area of slight hope that I do have. And that is, if you look at the government finance figures for the first 9 months of the fiscal year, revenue slightly short of budget of the MTBPS, expenditure of 4% only. And, you know, you saw it was a very important message with the sonar to cancel the dinner after that. It saved 4.5 million. But, you know, the message is strong. And there was another statistic, the jobs figures, if you saw community services down. I think government is actually starting to get to grips with trimming the public service. Yeah. And also, if we can get rid of, not even get the money back, but just stop the looting.
The bleed, yeah.
The bleed. It's amazing how much money we may suddenly find that we've got available that we never thought we did have available.
Well, on that note, let's leave it there, Azar. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. That, of course, is Azar Jameen, who's chief economist at Econometrics.